Hello?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And anyway, that's our second interview because we met in Groningen a couple of years ago for
At
Eurosonic.
Eurosonic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the Italian girl that made you an interview. I don't know what. I mean, they were 1 year and a half, or it was 2015, if I remember well. And anyway, I'm very happy that your band releases a new album. I always follow you, even if you weren't touring in Italy, and so it's nice talking with you now.
Yeah, thanks for calling me.
Okay, so we have already asked you how do you form the band, you know, this basic question. So the main question of this interview will be how was working on this full-length album?
This full-length album was quite a journey for us to undertake. Earliest song that we wrote for this album was written in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And we were working with a producer for the first time, recording process. And so it was quite different to what we are used to, having worked on our two previous EPs. But we learned a lot, both from those EPs and from this album. So it has been quite different, I would say. But I think we achieved a much more refined sounding album this time.
Yeah, because one of the producers was Jack Garrett, too.
Our producer worked with Jack Garrett.
Okay, the press release was obscure on it. Sorry.
Yeah. No problem. But Brett, our producer, he made Jack's album.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And anyway, did you change even something about your inspiration, and you continue always your same songwriting, but you change over the...
Yeah, we have this space that we started out from, which is oftentimes very melancholic and very dreamlike.
Mm-hmm.
But we absorbed a lot more different influences for this album. There's one song where Margaret was messing around with an auto-tune function.
Mm-hmm.
like Kanye West or something. So, and that actually sounds amazing and made it onto the album. So the current influences are all over the place, you know, all over the spectrum.
Okay, and you are out with a label that is home for a lot of Icelandic music. How is working with network? Because, I mean, a lot of Icelandic acts are out with German label and the producer. Even if we found that year that was focusing on Iceland, that a lot of Icelandic people are involved in music. So I was working with someone that is not from Iceland this time.
it has been very nice. It gives us more time to focus on the music side, and they have they came into this project with us, and they have gone full steam ahead and made life, like I say, a lot easier for us. And our manager is actually based in London, so
yeah.
we have a little bit of experience with working between countries, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah.
But Network has a London office and here in Hamburg as well, you know, and so there's a lot more connections to people through Network as well as our old connections, which are working together now very very well,
okay.
So far at least.
In this couple of years, you extensively tour in all the north of Europe, so I think that even this experience growth you somehow.
Yeah.
And so for you, how is working in studio and how is approaching live?
For me, our band has always been more of a live band than a studio band.
Yeah.
We always wrote our music to play it live, not to sit in a studio and make the song and then have no idea to play it. But in this album, we focused just on the songwriting, and we learned so much from this album. We are all very excited to go back in the studio at some point and record another one, and find groove, so to say, in the studio like we have in our live shows.
Okay, and do you have any memories of this couple of years? What was your favorite live set or festival or place where to play?
There is a couple that stand out really, like Eurosonic, where we met a couple of years ago. It's one of the more greater, more fun times that we have had, you know.
Yeah, it's chaotic, but it's quite fun.
Yeah, it was. And that year we had so many of our Icelandic friends as well. It was the Icelandic year, so
yeah.
That was a lot of fun. We played a festival called the Colors of Ostrava in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
In Ostrava, it was something like 45 degrees Celsius outside and humid as hell, you know.
My God.
And it was outside.
for an Icelandic, I mean, it's quite a lot, like a sauna or something.
Yes, and we looked like we just came out of the sauna after the concert. We always remember that because it was so warm, and it was one of the biggest crowds we had played for, you know, and it was just a ridiculous experience.
Okay, and from this new album that it's upcoming tomorrow, 28 April in Italy, do you already have a couple of live favorite track to play, because you are the saxophonist of group, right?
Yeah, the saxophone is very subtle in this album. I wanted to try and do something a little bit different to what I had been doing.
Mm-hmm.
I play a lot of synthesizers and stuff like this live now as well.
Yeah.
So One of our favorite songs to play live is called Polish, and it is it's like this, you know, attitude. I'm gonna do whatever I want. You know, I'm doing this now. Yeah, so it's kind of like a self-empowering song. But as for the saxophone, I think my favorite is probably Hiding, the last track on the album.
Yeah.
So far, playing that live has been really amazing.
Okay, and anyway, your plans for summer, I think it's touring.
Yeah, hopefully we will be playing some festivals this summer, and we have scheduled some concerts back in Iceland. We plan on doing like a mini tour for Iceland.
Okay.
There's only like three or four places that you can play.
Yeah.
It's so small, you know. But
yeah, I know. It's quite small, so you can't travel a lot inside. Anyway, we will keep update on your website, and I hope to see you live soon again, because I miss you.
Yeah. I really hope we get to get the chance to come play in Italy soon.
Yeah.
I've been there on holiday with my family. It's so nice.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck for everything for this year.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, bye.
Goodbye.